news tonight. The woman believed to be President Obama's first choice for Secretary of State says, no thanks. UN Ambassador Susan Rice. She's the one who was caught up in the controversy over her statements following the murder of four Americans in Libya. She's the one, you'll recall, who the president stood up for using some pretty blunt language, saying that anyone who's got a problem with her has a problem with him. Instead, there won't be a confrontation because late today, Ambassador Rice took herself out of contention, writing the president that she's honored to be considered for the office, saying, quote, I am fully confident that I could serve our country ably and effectively in that role. However, if nominated, I'm now convinced that the confirmation process would be lengthy, disruptive, and costly. That trade-off is simply not worth it to our country. She said more tonight to NBC News.
Today, I made the decision that it was the best thing for our country, for the American people, that I not continue to be considered by the president for nomination as Secretary of State, because I didn't want to see a confirmation process that was very prolonged, very politicized, very distracting, and very disruptive, because there are so many things we need to get done as a country. And the first several months of a second-term president's agenda is really the opportunity to get the crucial things done. We're talking about comprehensive immigration reform, balanced deficit reduction, job creation. That's what matters. And to the extent that my nomination could have delayed or distracted or deflected or made even some of these priorities impossible to achieve, I didn't want that. And I'd much prefer to continue doing what I'm doing, which is a job I love at the United Nations.
President Obama accepted her decision to bow out, calling her an extraordinarily capable, patriotic, and passionate public servant. Here now with more on what led up to that decision and who's the leading candidate now, Dana Bash, political analyst Gloria Borger, and David Gergen. Dana, what was the pivotal moment in all this for Ambassador Rice?
No question, it was the series of meetings she had a couple of weeks ago here on the Hill. First of all, with her chief foes, Republican foes, Senators McCain, Graham, and Ayotte. But more importantly, it was probably with a Republican who hadn't quite made up her mind, and that is the moderate Republican from Maine, Susan Collins. By all accounts, that meeting did not go well at all because, according to a source who's familiar with that meeting, she really didn't want to answer really basic questions and got frustrated and maybe even a little prickly at some of the basic questions. And after that, the feeling, even among some Democrats who talked to these Republicans, was they really weren't sure if she can't handle meetings with U.S. senators, how is she going to be on the world stage representing the U.S. there? So that definitely was an issue. There's no question that the president, in his statement, made clear that he didn't think Susan Rice was treated fairly. There's no question there was politics at play here by Republicans who were really, really angry about Benghazi, and she illustrated that. But it was more than that. It was also personality-driven, because even Democrats think that she's very smart, very capable, but maybe doesn't have the right personality for this job.
Gloria, earlier I heard you say that you think that Ambassador Rice probably just underestimated the club. What do you mean by that?
Right. Well, I spoke with, that was from a Democrat very close to the White House, who said the club is really important on Capitol Hill. John Kerry is a leader in that club. John McCain likes him an awful lot and would clearly go along with that nomination. Also, when she traveled up there and she wanted to go up there to talk to these senators, there is a sense from this source that she kind of overestimated her ability to woo them over on the question of Benghazi. I mean, that was a really big pre-existing condition for her. And as Dana just pointed out, she didn't win over Susan Collins, who was quite important to her.